Last week, someone cut a hole in the fence at the Buckhorn Flats Hunting Preserve, and deer tracks showed that deer have been going in and out. That worries state wildlife officials because 20 deer on the farm have tested positive for CWD since 2002, when it became the first deer farm in the state where the fatal brain disease was found. The DNR's Alan Crossley says if an infected deer escapes, it could spread the disease to wild deer in a part of the state where CWD has not yet been found. He says sharpshooters set up two bait piles near the fence on Friday, so far have killed one doe fawn.
They saw a few other deer, but none that they could shoot at, so they're still out there. We're not, at this point, we're not sure how many, if any, got out, and then we don't know, you know, what percent of the animals that he has are positive. A variety of unknowns, I guess, that make it difficult.
Another unknown is who cut the fence, but Crossley says a bait pile near the opening makes it clear someone was hoping to lure deer out of the preserve to shoot. The cut in the fence comes just a few weeks after the preserve's owner, Stan Hall, ended a 2.5-year legal battle over the accuracy of the state's CWD test results on his deer. Last month, he agreed to allow the Department of Agriculture to kill the estimated 40 trophy bucks and 79 breeding deer he owns. Department of Ag officials won't release the date scheduled for depopulating his farm. The state has already killed several hundred deer and elk on more than a dozen deer farms to try to stop the spread of the disease. Many hunters blame the captive deer farms for bringing the disease to the state. The DNR plans to step up surveillance for the disease in the areas surrounding Buckhorn Flats when it tests for CWD during next year's hunting season. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.